Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I wish to read to you a passage of Scripture from the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. We will read verses 25 through 30. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. The enemies of Jesus had accused him of casting out a devil from a man, by the power of Satan. The miracles of Jesus were undeniable. They could not successfully refute the truth that a demon had been cast from this man. Jesus had performed miracle after miracle, and yet the enemies of God refused to accept the truth that he was the Son of God and by the power of God had cast out devils. Jesus confronted them that if he by Beelzebub casted out devils, then he was divided against himself, and a house or a kingdom that is divided against itself shall not stand. And so Jesus puts forth the truth, He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. You are either with me or you are against me. As far as Jesus Christ is concerned, there is no neutrality. One must decide whether or not he will follow and accept Jesus or refuse Jesus. A choice must be made. Every individual must decide himself concerning Jesus Christ. We must either decide that Jesus is the Son of God or that he is not the Son of God. We must either accept Jesus as the Savior or we must refuse him to be the Savior. We cannot be neutral. We must decide. We must choose. In the Old Testament book of Exodus at chapter 32 and verse 26, Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Moses confronted the people of God with a choice. You will either choose God or you will reject God. Who is on the Lord's side? And the tribe of Levi gathered themselves unto him. They chose the Lord. Are you on the Lord's side, or are you opposed to the Lord? Are you a follower, a disciple of Jesus Christ, or are you an enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ? You are either on the Lord's side, or you are on the devil's side. You cannot be neutral. You cannot stand in the middle. You must decide who you will follow and whom you will choose. Jesus must be accepted as the Son of God, or Jesus must be refused as the Son of God. In the Old Testament book of Joshua, after the children of Israel had crossed the Jordan River into the land of Canaan, they had to fight against the enemies of God that were present in that land. They were to drive out those enemies so that they could take this land for their possession. God had promised them victory. God had told them that He was on their side, and that by His power, through their confidence in Him and their surrender to Him, He would bring them to victory. God had promised long ago that they would inhabit this land. This was the promised possession that God would give unto them. And now the time has come for them to enter into the land, fight against the enemies of God, drive them from the land, and take possession of the land. And all of this would be accomplished by the presence of God in their life. God will help us to conquer our enemies. God will help us be victorious. We have to fight against the devil every day. We have to overcome the temptations of Satan every day. God will help us to do that. God will empower us. And through His power, we can know victory, triumph, success. At the close of the book of Joshua, the land has been conquered. Not all of the enemies have been driven out. They have allowed some to remain in the land. This would become their thorn in the side. This would prove to be detrimental to them in years to come. You see, in my life and your life, we must obey God completely. We must follow His commandments totally. We must do everything that He tells us to do exactly, precisely, as He instructs us to do. We are either for Jesus or we are against Jesus. The children of Israel divided the land. Joshua is now an old man. The time of his departure from the earth has come. The time of my departure from the earth will come. The time of your departure from the earth will come. We must make certain that we're on the Lord's side. We must make sure that we have walked in the steps of Jesus, that we have surrendered our hearts unto Him, that we have devoted our will to His will, and that we have followed His law, His will, for our life. Joshua 24:15, "If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." This is a famous statement of Joshua. Many people have committed this statement to memory. Plaques are made, and they hang in many homes. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What was Joshua telling these people? You must choose whom you will serve. You can choose the gods that were on the other side of the Jordan, or you can choose the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye now dwell, or you can choose the Lord God, but you must choose. You cannot be neutral. "He that is not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me is scattered abroad." Jesus told those religious people that day, "You are either with me or you are against me. You must decide whom you will serve and whom you will follow." At Hebrews 11:24-25, "By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season." The time came in the life of Moses when he had to decide the one that he would serve. The Bible says that he chose to serve God. He chose a life of affliction rather than a life of royalty. He chose to suffer rather than to live in comfort, because Moses understood that the pleasures of sin, oh, there is pleasure in sin, last only for a season. Sin is temporary. Sin will eventually destroy. Moses understood that, and Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction. Whom do you choose this day? On which side will you live? To whom will you commit your heart? There is no middle ground. Jesus, in his teaching at Matthew 6, verses 19 through 24, says to those who were listening to him preach this marvelous sermon, this is one of the greatest sermons ever proclaimed. This is one of the greatest sermons that has ever been preserved. This sermon is preached by the Lord Jesus Christ, and there is a multitude listening to him. And he says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. What does Jesus tell them? You must choose where your treasure will be. You must decide whether or not you will lay up treasures upon the earth or whether you will lay up treasures in heaven. But you must choose. You must either be gathered with me or you must be scattered. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Wherever our treasure, there will be the seat of our devotion. If our treasure is heaven, then we will commit ourselves to the life that must be lived in order to gain heaven. If our treasure is laid up upon the earth, then we will commit our life to the ways of the earth, the fashion of the world. We either walk in holiness to God, or we will walk in the sin of the world. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Listen to Jesus. No man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, he will hold to the one or despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and the world. You cannot live in the house of God and live in the world. You must choose what kind of life you will live, what kind of devotion will govern your life. You must decide upon the hope that you have in the world to come. You must choose heaven or hell. You must choose a life of righteousness or a life of rebellion. The eye is singular, and that eye lets in the light that controls what the mind sees. And if it's light, then it will see good and righteousness, or it can be darkness. And Jesus said, how great is that darkness? Because no man can serve two masters. You can't be a member of the church and a member of the world. You can't walk some days in righteousness and live some days in unrighteousness. You must either be gathered with Christ or you must be scattered abroad. You must either stand for what is right or else you stand for what is wrong. You cannot be neutral. You must choose whom you will serve. Matthew 7, 13, 14. Jesus is still preaching this marvelous Sermon on the Mountain. It comprises Matthew 5, 6, and 7. This great, marvelous sermon. Read it. Hear Jesus speak. Isn't it marvelous that you and I can read the Bible and hear Christ speak? It is as if we were actually walking with him by the Sea of Galilee, or walking in Bethany or Caesarea Philippi, through Samaria into Judea and Galilee. When we read the scripture and read the words of Christ, Matthew 7:13-14, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. What is Jesus telling me? He's telling me that I must choose between a way that is wide and broad, but that way leads to destruction. The travelers upon that highway are many, Jesus said. There are fewer people that will choose to follow Jesus than will choose to follow the devil. There are less people that will choose the way of Christ, the law of God, than will choose the way of Satan and the law of sin. Enter ye in at the straight gate. That's your choice. You have to decide. You can't be neutral. There's no middle ground. A choice has to be made. A line is drawn in the sand by the Lord Jesus Christ. A line is drawn in the human heart, and the human heart must decide. Each individual must decide how he will live his life, what government will control his life, what voice he will hear, and what direction he will take. You can be neither. There is a church mentioned in the pages of Scripture that was neither for nor against. A church, mind you. The church belongs to Christ. The church is the body of Christ, Ephesians 1:22-23. Jesus established the church, Matthew 16:18. Jesus purchased the church, Ephesians 5:23-25, Acts 20:28. The church is the community of the saved. But there is a church to whom God writes a letter, which is neither for Christ nor against Christ. They can't decide. They can't make up their mind. There are people who die every day who have not made up their mind about Jesus. And yet, in truth, they have. Because he that is not with me is against me. But I'm still deciding, Lord. I'm still thinking about it. Many people die while they're thinking. Souls are pushed into judgment while they're thinking about it. But this church, Revelation 3:14-16, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, God is having John write a letter to them. Jesus has examined them. He knows them. The sobering truth about life is that Jesus knows who you are and what you are, what you think and how you live, where you go and what you do. And so Jesus tells John, you write a letter to the church of the Laodiceans. These things saith the Amen. His word is true. His word is final. The faithful and true witness. Jesus is faithful and he's true. His witness is true. He does not speak falsely. He does not govern falsely. He does not decide falsely. He's truth. Whatever witness he has, he sees in us is true. The beginning of the creation of God. He's the creator. All things have come by his hand, by his power and might. John 1, Colossians 1. Everything has been made by the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 1. Jesus is the creator. I know thy works. He knows my works. He knows your works. He knew the works of the Laodiceans. He knows what his church is. Each church is autonomous. Each church stands alone. And Jesus knows what each church is doing, and Jesus knows what each member of the church is doing, and he knows the side that we have chosen. I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, no loyalty, no allegiance. One day they may be for, the next day they may be against. They were indecisive, double-minded. Couldn't make up their mind. You're lukewarm, God said. This was God's judgment of his church at Laodicea. Now, he did not have a multitude of churches in the city of Laodicea. The religious world believes today that you can choose the church of your choice and be a member of whatever church you choose. God doesn't have a multitude of churches in cities. He has one church. The amazing truth about the church is that it is singular. There is but one. God never planned but one. Jesus never established but one. Jesus never died but for one. And only one can wear his name. And only one can adhere unto his doctrine. You are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot. I will spew thee out of my mouth. God said, I'm going to disown you. You're no longer going to be my church. I don't accept your lukewarmness. I don't accept you being neither for nor against. Being for and against can bring some hardship and difficulty. People will speak against you. They will oppose you. If you stand for what is right, there's somebody who will blast you, who will try to tear you down, who will attempt to destroy you, because that's their character. But you can't stand against God. If the work be of God, it will win. The church at Laodicea was scattered abroad. They were neither for Christ nor against Christ. God said, you're not my church. There's no compromise with God. God does not compromise truth in order to gain followers. He does not dilute the truth in order to gain numbers. You either accept God on his terms or you do not accept him. You either believe what God has delivered unto you in his word, the Bible, or you reject it. John 6:66-68. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12. Well, now, wait just a moment. Here are disciples who are gathered with Christ, and they're listening to him speak in John 6. And some of them decided that what he was saying was hard. And so they went back and walked no more with him. And Jesus said unto the 12, the 12 did not leave. Will ye also go away? Was Jesus not concerned about those that walked away? Why didn't he call them back? Why didn't he say, let's discuss the situation? Let's have a meeting and decide. how everybody feels. I'm willing to listen to your opinion. I want to hear your judgment. That's not what he said. That's not what he does. He does not do that today. He did not do that in that hour. He will not do that today. He doesn't care about my judgment unless my judgment is his judgment. He does not ask my opinion. I either preach his truth or I preach error. I either walk with Christ or I do not walk with Christ. But if I choose to go away, then he will allow me to go away because he will not compromise in order to keep a disciple. He will not change his law so that you might remain loyal unto him because you're not loyal anyway. There is no loyalty when one rebels against Christ. And Simon Peter answered and said, "To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." No one else has the words of eternal life save Jesus Christ. Jesus alone has the words of eternal life. You either hear him or you will not have life. You are either with him or you are against him. In Matthew 19:20-22, a young man came to Jesus and he said all these things. Jesus said, "You are going to have to keep the commandments." And the young man said, "All these have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?" And Jesus said unto him, "If thou will be perfect, complete, full, total, go and sell what you have. Give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, follow me." But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Jesus did not call him back. There was no further discussion between Jesus and this young man. The young man came and asked Jesus what he had to do to inherit eternal life. Jesus told him what he had to do, and the young man was not willing to accept on those terms. You either accept Christ on his terms or you do not accept him. You either gather with him or you're scattered abroad. Jesus requires total commitment, complete submission. At Luke 14:33-35, "Whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savor, its seasoning power, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." The problem with many people is they can't hear what Jesus is saying. They want to hear him in light of what they think and how they feel. And they want him to hear their view. They want him to listen to their opinion and their judgment. And he's not willing to do that. He's not going to do that. He never has and he never will. Jesus said, "Unless you're willing to forsake everything that you have, you simply cannot be my disciple." And I'm not willing to change my will in order to adhere to your will. You're either for me or you are against me. You either gather with me are you scattered abroad? At Matthew 16:24-25, Jesus said unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." Deny self. Forget about self. Accept Jesus. "He that is not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." Choose Christ, because his way leads to life eternal. His life pleases God, makes God our friend and our Savior, our constant help in this world. Gather with Christ. both now and for eternity. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.